Welcome to the Ribs and Knits podcast, where we cover everything godly and girly. We're going to be looking at what we should be clothing ourselves in. You have a choice in life. Do you want to clothe yourself in something that brings you joy and comfort? Or do you want to clothe yourself in something that looks kind of good, but gives you a rash in the long run? We get this choice in life, and we're going to be covering which choice to make. Let's do it together. Let's go. Welcome back to the Ribs and Knits podcast. It is me on my own today. I'm alone. No one else is joining me. And I'm going to be talking about gossip, which is good because no one else being here means we can just have a good old gossip about everyone else who's been on the podcast. Joking. We're going to talk about gossip. I am going to set myself a 10-minute timer or I will just chat. And we're starting in Corinthians 8, verse 1, which says, we all possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up and love builds up. And this is such an important verse, I feel. There with gossip is an exciting thing. I feel like sometimes we feel like, oh, I've got this knowledge, I've got this little tidbit that no one else knows, and it makes me feel important. It means when someone brings something up, I have this gratification inside me of like, I have the knowledge that all these people want. It's this thing of when someone brings it up and then I can tell them the information I know, it's like I'm really important. Like I hold some sort of possession that everyone else wants and it makes me more important. But gossip isn't worth anything. It doesn't make you more important and it doesn't make you better than anyone else. The value of telling someone a little bit of gossip lasts about 2 seconds. The pride lasts about 2 seconds and then it's gone. It's not worth it. And so we're going to talk about puffing up and building up. How can we take gossip and build others up rather than puff ourselves up? It's a really big thing because often it's this nice feeling of puffing up. But the Bible is telling us, don't puff yourself up. Give someone else help, build them up. And so say I find out my friend, we'll call her Jemima. Someone tells me a secret that Jemima is really bad at gymnastics and it's embarrassing because in gymnastics class, she embarrasses herself all the time. Now I can go and tell everyone else, Jemima is awful at gymnastics and it's really embarrassing. Or I can say, hey, she's actually just learning and growing and I think she should give her some time. I could go to Jemima and be like, hey, do you want to practice gymnastics with me? Do you want to do it for me and I can give you pointers? Do you want to watch the Olympics with me and watch the gymnasts and see how they do it? There's a choice, isn't there? I can either do something about it and lift up my friend or even someone who's not my friend, or I have the choice to join in with the gossip, join in with the sin, join in and please myself, puff myself up. There is something that I always used to think. My mum's told me this before, where people have been gossiping about me. She'd be like, well, it's okay for you to make mistakes. And in Ecclesiastes 7:20, it says, there is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins. No one. No one in this earth is without sin. No one is better than anyone else. No one is top dog who doesn't sin. The only person who's ever done that is Jesus. Okay, so, and people even gossiped about that man. So that's a topic for another day. But you have no right. I have no right to talk about my friend Jemima's gymnastics. I have no right to say, Jemima sucks at gymnastics. She's not very good at it. It's just not correct because I am not better than her. I am not above her. Often I think the reason I feel like I have the option to gossip is because in that topic, I'm greater. I'm doing better. I'm really on my high horse. Oh my gosh, she's such a liar. And I know I haven't lied in the last year that I can remember. I'm not a liar. I don't have any big lies that people can tell about me. But if you find out someone else is lying, you can be like, I'm better than you. I'm ahead of you. And I've got this thing that I have on you that you don't have on me. So I have the higher ground in this situation. The Bible tells us that's not true. You will have lied in your life. There will be something that you shouldn't have lied about. There might have been something that you said, that you did, that makes you just as bad as that other person. But Jesus wipes the slate clean, especially if we're talking about our Christian friends, and I am a Christian myself. How dare I ever bring down my other sister by talking about her? How dare I ever even talk about her past? It says that Job's wife died because she looked back. Why are we looking back? You wanna die? No. Okay. And I have a story actually of me and a friend. I used to have this friendship and it got really awkward after a while because we had built this friendship on talking about other people. And we had kind of said, this is a safe space. You and me, we're in this together. This is a safe space. Nothing here is gossip. And we created this like safe space. But in the safe space, toxicity came in because I ran out of things to say to her. If I wasn't bringing her information or gossip, I felt like I was not important. I felt like I had no handle. I had nothing to bring. And so before I would meet up with her, I would be thinking like, what's someone done to me this week? What's something that's happened that I can discuss with her? Because I want her to find worth in me. I want her to think I'm important. I want this friendship to keep going. But if I have nothing to bring her, she's gonna not find me interesting. She's gonna what, sit and watch TV? That's no fun. What are we going to do if I don't have gossip for her? And in the end, we had to actually take a pause in our friendship because we realized all we could do was talk about other people. We had nothing else we could talk about. We had so much in common, but we had left those things behind and turned gossip into the focus of our friendship with this mask of a safe space. And I really, really recommend that you don't turn your friendships into these safe spaces where gossip is allowed, where gossip is just rebranded with safe space chat. It's not safe space chat. It's not okay to talk about people. It's not okay to bring people down because Ecclesiastes clearly tells us that there is no righteous man. I am not righteous. I have no right to bring to my friends gossip about any other person because that person has worth. Jesus died on the cross for that person. And if that person was the only person alive, he would have still died for that person. So don't you think they deserve a little bit more respect than to ever be spoken about behind their back? And if you really do think something's wrong and you've like, I need to tell someone, tell them, tell an adult, tell a friend who needs to know. This person does not need to know. We don't need to tell our friend that Jemima can't do gymnastics. Take it. Talk to her gymnastics teacher, say, I'm worried about her. Is she safe? Talk to Jemima, say, hey, are you all right? Do you feel confident doing gymnastics? How can I be there for you? Don't talk to anyone else. It's no one else's right. And sometimes the best thing you can do is stay out. When I was in school, the comment that I had to use most was changing the subject. I had to always change the subject because I knew if I got into gossip, I couldn't stop. If I started chatting about someone, then I'm stuck. I'm stuck in a rut. And we don't want to get stuck in a rut of gossip. Find a way out. Find a way to talk about something else that isn't this person. Because this person needs your respect. They deserve your respect. And as a Christ follower, if you are a Christ follower, we owe it to that person. Because Jesus called us to be not of this world. In the world, but not of the world. When we gossip, we are being of the world. And that is not a good example to our friends. It's not a good example to anyone, really. And we want to respect that person. Everyone deserves respect. And I think you should imagine that people deserve respect and demand it. Demand respect from yourself for others. And yeah. So how can we turn gossiping into building up? Okay, guys? It is our goal right now to not puff ourselves up, but to build others up. Take whatever the information you know right now, give it to the Lord, say, God, this information isn't mine. I don't want to know it. Please take it from me and bless that person. If you're really, really worried about someone, take it to an adult, take it to them, take it to someone who can actually help. But if you're not worried, if it's just a stupid piece of gossip, take it to the cross and say, Lord, this is the piece of gossip. Can you show me? I pray right now that you would show me how I can turn this for good. How can I help this person? How can I serve this person? Every time you have an urge to gossip, maybe serve that person. Go ask them if they want a cup of tea. Go and buy them a chai. Bring them a cookie. Like, turn it for good. Build that person up. And we're going to be better people for it. God bless you guys. Don't puff yourself up this week. Bye.